The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, this is The Ashholes. Each week, they smoke a different cigar, sometimes the same cigar, but mostly different, and they give their honest impression. They always assign an official Ashholes rating to that cigar. So, pull up a chair, light up, relax, be an Ashhole too. It's very rewarding.
Broadcasting live from Studio 21 Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, Hampshire. This is the Ashholes Podcast. And today we're talking about lounge lizards.
Lounge lizards.
I think wasn't that an old Comedy Central like stand-up
show? Well, it's not to be confused with lot lizards. It's a very different thing.
Right. Let's hope so. It's a very different thing.
Well, you would hope so. Maybe there's some crossover at some points. But
oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going to talk about lounge lizards today. Some of the worst habits and things people do, some of the worst types of people you might see at a cigar lounge. But I'm Dan. I'm joined here by Ed Sullivan, the Kilt Man, John,
woo,
and Aaron and Chrissy, and we are the Ashholes. Dave is still, I don't know where Dave is.
Special MIA assignment.
He's on special, oh, yes. Sounds quiet, you.
Wait a minute.
Hey.
Some noise from the gallery.
Yes. I don't know. Very familiar voice, but well, yeah.
I have a feeling he's going to be a little jealous.
You think so?
Well, today we're lighting up the long-awaited United Toro Connecticut.
That's right. Yeah. No, I can't wait to light this up. John, why don't you tell us about this cigar?
Well, this is, again, this is United Toro Connecticut, made in Dominican Republican, and it's going to be a 6x54, which I like. I like the larger cigars here. Wrappers, Ecuador, Connecticut. Binders, Dominican Republican. Fillers, Dominican Republican. The price is $9.49 per single, which is a deal. And it's $161.99 per box for 20. And you can find this on twoguyscigars.com. That's twoguyscigars.com.
Yeah. So no Democratic filler in this, just Republican?
Yeah, no. Just Republican.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Okay, you know, we're jumping there, huh? Yeah.
Well, I'm more of a libertarian filler guy, but, you know.
Why wouldn't you be?
But, this is a classic Connecticut, Dominican Connecticut, even though it's a new cigar, classic blend. I'm excited to light this up.
I wonder why it took so long to make a Connecticut. You know, Dave Garofalo told me that everybody should have a Connecticut.
It is true. It is.
I think he told a lot of manufacturers, you know, you need to have a Connecticut.
Yes. Connecticut by far is the number one selling line. If a line has more than one blend, normally the Connecticut is the number one seller across, but it's about time that United got a Connecticut. And
because it was box press.
That's right.
Oh.
Yes, there's the voice. I don't know where it's coming from.
I don't know.
There's a draft in here today. But yes, now that it's not box pressed.
Yeah, it was box pressed, yeah. Cold draw is golden raisins.
Wow, you got phenomenal taste buds, dude. Phenomenal.
You're right. They are the golden ones.
Yeah.
So like green grapes?
Yes.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Okay.
Sun-dried, of course.
What do you think? You want to light this?
If you want.
All right. It's time to light our cigars, brought to you by Perdomo, the hottest brand in the land, a company founded on quality, tradition, and excellence.
One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law.
One draw, that's the law. It's brought to you by Abuelo Cigars. You're going to live under my roof. You're going to play by my rules. Abuelo Cigars.
Nice silence.
Smooth.
Very buttery.
Yeah, I got a lot of nice buttery taste to that and so forth. I mean, I'm a big fan of the Maduro of this.
Yep.
So I'm pretty excited to light this one up. I haven't had one yet. The Maduro is definitely in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And this is actually very nice. This is nice and smooth.
Yeah. And John, you were around when the box press was still a thing. So what do you
boy, I sound old now.
No. You know? You and Aaron are historians on this show. So, what do you guys like better? You know, it's been a year since United used to be in the box press, and then a year ago they transitioned the National Maduro into the round format, and now they're adding the Connecticut. Which do you like the round format on the National Maduro?
I like
Maduro
the round
better?
Much better. Yeah, it's definitely easier to. I like just the grip of it. I mean, the holder in my hands. I got big mitts, anyways. I just enjoy the the feel of it. You know, the rounds. I just enjoy it more. I've actually got a nice draw on it. Box press supposed to be a better draw, but I don't know. I get a good draw for this, and it's a nice smoke, and it's just. I enjoy it much more.
Yeah.
Makes no difference to me. Box press, round, it's like whatever.
Doesn't matter.
As long as it burns.
I hate box press.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it, since they transitioned it, I think it's great. I like the natural a lot. And obviously, if you listen to the show, you know that I like a lot of Connecticut. So I was excited that when this the prototype started coming out about 6 months, 8 months ago, and I think they did a really good job. I think it's great because it's not – mild Connecticut. It's exactly what is popular right now in terms of Nicaraguan Connecticut's, and even the stuff coming out of DR now. It's not mild, which is a nice change of
lots
pace.
Lots of flavor.
Yeah, it's got a lot of
kick to it.
Yeah. Nice little flavor tones to it.
Yeah. Well, it'd be a good cigar to have in a lounge, maybe not with your favorite person, because today we're going to talk about the Lounge Lizard. So, you know,
oh boy.
Cigar Authority or the sister show, the other show, right? They did the dark side of the cigar industry. Why don't we talk about the dark side of the cigar lounge? Some of, you know, I'm sure we have some terrible stories of hanging out lounge. Because, like, look, it's great to hang out at your local cigar store, make some friends. But a lot of times, there's not the best people. And it doesn't mean that they're a bad person. They might have, you know, some different qualities that may not
boundary issues,
characters.
So, I mean, going over what you guys think in terms of when you see someone in the lounge, what stands out to you as a no-no, not necessarily an etiquette thing, but more of the person themselves, something they do or how they act. What, you know, John, you worked with a lot of people in the stores.
Oh yeah, I usually do the Red Ankle Lounge quite a bit, and my thing is just. You know, I dig it if you want to have that thing ash up nice and long. But, dude, if that goes on the damn floor, I am going to be pissed.
Yeah.
You know, because I got to go clean it up after, you know.
The messy people.
Just, ashes everywhere. Yeah. It's like, dude, are you bathing in this damn shit or what?
Yeah.
It's like if it's an accident, like offer to clean it up.
Sure.
You know, it's like,
right.
You right. Because there's some cigars that just are ashier than others where they just don't hold and they just kind of crumble the whole time. But, yeah, the people that kind of stand and they just let it burn, you know, the ash down an inch, 2 inch. They're not having a competition. Yeah. It's just them.
I could appreciate a nice tight roll, you know, and it shows off in the ash. But when that thing goes, man, catch the damn thing or flick it or –
ash it in the giant ashtray next to you, maybe?
Well, the other thing, they're everywhere, right?
The other thing is when, hey, you got a cutter? And they are. And then they want to use a cutter. I'm like, oh, no, you want to use my cutter? Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Yeah, so. that was a weird thing, like, after COVID. Kind of some of that stuff went away, which was nice.
It's probably coming back.
Yeah, it's been long. It's been 4 years, right, where people would just – I took all that stuff out. You know, because people would lick their lips or lick the cigar and then put the cigar in the community cutter. Not great. What about you, Ed? You've been around a lot of cigar lounges in your life. Does anything stick out to you?
What bothers me a lot is if you're going into, say, an out-of-town lounge, if people are not friendly. You know, the ones that just sit and glare at anybody coming in.
It's
like you're people,
walking into a dive bar or something.
Right.
You know, just relax, smoke your cigar, say hello. You don't have to converse with people, but be friendly.
Yeah, what always blew my mind is I've seen it in a couple of places where, you know, you go in, you don't know. You go into a lounge, there's a bunch of the chairs might be open, and then you go sit somewhere, and then maybe 15, 20 minutes later, someone goes, you're in my seat. And I've seen people who have no affiliation with the store other than they buy cigars there, and they're like, you're in my chair, get up. And I've seen it get very heated, and it's just mind-blowing to me of like, you know.
It's like being a new kid in school.
Yeah, you don't own the store. None of these chairs are yours. It's the person who owns the store's stuff. But yeah, I've never got that because it's like, you know, especially if you like a place and someone new walks into your lounge, you don't want to be rude to them because that's what kind of keeps the business going is, you know, having new people come in and support the business. So It's crazy. But I have a few. I made a list of a few different types of people.
It looks like you have more than a few.
Yeah, he's got more than a few. This is my 11th year, you know.
Right.
So I've seen a lot of stuff.
You worked in a cigar lounge for quite a while.
Many cigar lounges, cigar bars.
You've seen a lot.
I've seen a lot. Oh, yeah. So we're going to go through some of these. But my first one is... The people who, they sound like, these all sound like episodes of Friends, like the title. The people who never want to leave, but never contribute anything.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's really bad when that's the person that you can, and some of these can be combinations. When you have someone who never leaves, but they only bring cigars with them, that's the worst. They shouldn't even be allowed in the store. So we're going to separate that out.
That's bad.
The people who never want to leave, like they show up at 10 o'clock. And they're there until you close at 9 o'clock or 6 o'clock, wherever it is. They had one cigar. They had three cups of free coffee. And they charge their phone all day and their laptop and their iPad.
Oh, gosh. Do they pack a lunch?
And they, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Or they go out for lunch and then they come back. And, you know, when you're like, hey, we have an event or anything. No, I don't want to do anything. They'll complain that you're open. They wish you're open later, but they never come to an event that's after hours.
Where else are they going to go when you're not open?
Right. You know, it's almost like a bus depot.
They smoked that one cigar also right down to the very, very little nub. Mm-hmm. It's like they need a little poker to
get to. Oh, and some of them bring the poker with them.
Yeah. Don't toss it. I'm still smoking it. Dude, there's nothing there, man.
Yeah. And look, there's some guys, it's like, hey, they can afford one cigar a day. Great. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But when if you're spending all your time there,
it adds up when you add their electric bill to the total.
It depends on the lounge too. If parking's at a premium, you don't want them holding up spaces all day,
right? Right, and you don't want to have to entertain one person the whole day. You know, you have other things to do. Other, especially you don't have a TV. You might be, you know, you better like that person.
Yeah, really.
A surprising one that happens more often than not, I think this is probably the standout, especially if anyone who's a shop owner is listening, is bad hygiene.
Oh, gosh. Scare other customers away.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a real problem. It's sad to say that with a group in a hobby that's full of adults, only adults, where hygiene's really bad, whether it's really bad BO, that's a common one, or
how about wearing sandals with corn chip toenails?
Well, that might just be bad style.
Visually,
I don't know if ugly toenails is a hygiene issue. That might just be
you don't really want to see it, but
he just wants to show those
babies. At least
off.
It's not up your nose, you know.
You know, if he's oozing onto the floor, then now we're in hygiene. But you know, or like their clothes are dirty and they come and sit in the chair and whatever. If they're dirt or from work and stuff, but that one probably is the most obnoxious.
Can't exactly ignore it.
You know? How many of those conversations have you had to have with customers?
Several.
Does it get easier?
Yes, it does get easier. Don't worry.
The first one you waited too long. The first one you waited too long.
Yeah. But it really, unfortunately, coincides with the next type of person, and that's the bedwetters.
What?
These are the people.
They bring their beds?
No, they just, you know. Just in accidents.
Piss themselves.
Yes. Yes. And it happens more than you would think.
Yeah.
It's
like if you're not working in the lounge, you're not going to know.
It's surprising how much it happens. You know, especially if you serve alcohol. It's probably the least of it, but, you know, some guy just doesn't know. He's, you know, you have an older demo and, you know. So when you double dip with the hygiene and the bedwetting,
man,
you go, hey, crazy. I think you got to go home, bud.
Well, maybe we should start sending some Depends with Two Guy logo on it. You know
that might be a good idea.
Chicka wow wow.
Potentially.
You know, or you tell them they got to put a towel down before they can sit there.
Yeah. Or maybe get some rubber.
Throw some plastic, you know.
Yeah. It's crazy. And this one goes into kind of what John was touching on. I said the messy eater. People bring their own stuff in. Yeah. They bring in all their gear and all their food.
They leave their trash on the
table.
Oh,
yeah. They leave all their shit everywhere.
Chewing loudly.
Yep. Yeah.
With the mouth open, too.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, yeah, the messy ashing or, like, just leaving food everywhere or their food wrappers or their cigar wrappers. It's like, you know, you're not at home. You wouldn't. You know, it's not I get it, like, if you were at a restaurant, you're not going to take your plate to the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're going to bring six boxes of food or whatever you're bringing, kind of try to clean up. If they have a trash, throw it away.
Why not?
You know? It would be helpful, but yeah. That one's not a big one.
I'm not a waiter. I'm not going to clean up after you.
Yeah. How about the know-it-all?
Oh yeah. And they want to tell you all about the cigar you're smoking. And
yeah.
Listen.
They just, yeah.
They know everything. Yeah. They might tell you about the cigar you're smoking and why it's bad. That one always bothered me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, especially if you have a store attached to the lounge, it's not separated, and you have someone come in. Maybe, you know, I've had it before where I was talking to someone about maybe an Atabey or Davidoff or something that they would like based on what they've told me they like to smoke. And I'm like, oh, well, you'd like this because X, Y, and Z. And then the regular customer goes, oh, you're not going to like that. That sucks. You should try this cigar. This cigar is $3, and it's the best cigar we have.
It's like, you're not welcome here anymore.
It's like, thanks for the help on that one. It's really annoying if you work at the store and they're the know-it-all about cigars. Especially, like, I've had people to try to challenge you, like, about knowledge. Like, it's a quiz game, and usually they're wrong. Yeah. And it's fine. Like, I don't care about being right when it comes to cigars. Because if you work at a store, it's about what sells and what doesn't. But, you know, it's like, oh, well, I met this one person at this thing, and he told me X, Y, and Z. I'm like, well, you're wrong.
Secondhand information. Great.
But thanks. I think more for the consumer, if you're hanging out in the lounge, it's got to be the guy who's, you know, you're talking about, like, I just went to the Red Sox game. Oh, I know everything about the Red Sox. And, oh, like, I know this person who, you know, used to sweep the floor at Fenway Park and da-da-da-da-da. Like,
I'm not going to name names, but yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that person will name names.
And this is where it starts to tie in, where you see it's one trait, but it's really all the same person sometimes. The one-upper.
Oh.
It's very similar to the know-it-all. Yeah. You could say, oh, I went to Aruba last week.
Oh, like, that's nothing.
I went on a six-month cruise around
the
world.
I went to the moon.
Yeah, I went to the moon. Exactly.
I had my yacht.
I had a cigar with Frank Sinatra, John F. Kennedy, and Marilyn Monroe 3 weeks ago. Like, and it's all bullshit.
Yeah, and your meds ran out the week before that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun when you know it's not true. But it's not fun when it's bad. The fanboy at events.
Latches on to
the brand owner.
Yeah, who then can't engage with anyone else.
Think about it. You paid $20 or $30 to go to an event with somebody, and then there's this one person who just literally is with, you know.
Yep.
They're getting their money's worth.
I mean, that's like at the two guys' anniversary parties. It's like somebody will be at the table and they just want to talk the, you know, brand owner's ear off.
Yeah. And it's great to, like, you know, if you're friends with someone or you've met them before, maybe you've never met them and you want to meet them. Great. Go up to them, have a conversation.
Introduce yourself.
Think about it. You're not the only other person in the room. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone else wants to meet them too. That kind of goes hand in hand with the industry insider.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. You know,
they know things that even you don't.
Because they're
know.
A brand right. ambassador.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
they paid the $15 and got the coin in the mail or wherever they got it from. And then they're like, oh, like, you know, actually, I know X, Y, and Z. Or, you know, same thing as the one upper, but it's really about cigars. Of, oh, like, I met Zeno Davidoff at a fucking thing. And
they just say Zeno.
Yeah. First name basis. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My thing is the guy who doesn't shut up.
Mm-hmm. Or loud talker, too. Like,
loud talker, and just he continues to talk and talk and talk, and all of a sudden you're starting to get sick, and you're like, wow, I think I'm going to throw up. Holy smokes, man. I gotta get away from this dude.
I had when the first cigar shop I worked at, I had the way it was set up is like the desk where I would do all my work for the store, whether it was like doing pricing, everything was literally a desk behind a horseshoe of couches in the lounge, right? So I would sit there and do my work, and, you know, we'd have conversations with the people hanging out and stuff. But there was this one guy who would never want to talk to me until I literally picked up my lunch. As soon as I had like a sandwich or something and I was about to take a bite, he'd be like, hey, what do you think about this?
Now that you've got some time.
Now that it's been 2 hours and you waited till then. Can't stand that.
And this isn't just Cigar Lounge, but it's a general pet peeve. The cell phone people.
Yes.
Oh,
that actually want to have it on speakerphone
and
shout at it. Really, everybody else is just trying to relax and enjoy themselves.
Exactly.
We don't want to know your business.
No, no. They're going to have a good time. And that goes to my last one, which is the drama queen. The guy guy or gal who brings all their personal shit into the lounge and wants the advice.
Sad sack.
Yeah. Like, oh, what do I do? My wife left me.
You're not going to believe what happened to me now.
Yeah. And look, there's a time and place. If that really happened to you, and you'll have friends in the lounge who will be there to support you. But if you're coming in every week with something else, the Debbie Downer.
Yeah, ERO with a cigar.
Yeah.
Is that similar to the oversharer?
The oversharer. Yeah. See, there's a lot of crossovers. And unfortunately, I could probably pen it down to a few people who fit a lot of this.
Yeah.
But just don't be that guy when you go to the lounge, man. Just have a good time. You know, and remember that you are in public, and people will be your friend if you are nice to them and you treat them the same way you want to be treated.
You know, as it turns out, I'm not usually interested in their deviant sexual behavior.
Weird, right?
Yeah. No figure.
Ooh. Yeah, I feel like almost like the confessional on the other show. I feel like people use the lounge as a confessional of like, oh, like, you know, the hooker I killed last night. Oh, man. She was a close talker, man.
Forgive me, Father Fryerson.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what I think we have to say about the lounge lizards, the worst habits. So don't do any of these things when you go to a lounge next time. And make sure you go, and when you go, obviously, we don't have to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Buy a cigar, please.
Yeah.
Stuff and buy a cigar. And be considerate.
All right. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we have letters in the mailbox, a top five, and a six pack.
Only Great Leaf makes great cigars. Aganorsa Leaf stands out because of the distinctive mouthwatering flavors of the Corojo 99 and the Criollo 98 seeds, cultivated by Cuban agronomists on the best lands in Jalapa and Esteli, Nicaragua. When you smoke one of the JFR Lunatic, Guardian of the Farm or Casa Fernandez cigars, you will experience the unique taste and aroma that makes Aganorsa Leaf different than any other tobacco in the world. Smoke one today and enjoy the signature flavor of Aganorsa Leaf.
Hello, cigar aficionados. This is Klaus Kellner from Davroff Cigars. I invite you to taste the elements with Davroff Escurio, Nicaragua, and Yamasa. From water comes originality. Savor the sweet and spicy originality of the Davroff Escurio tobaccos born by the rains of Bahia, Brazil. From fire comes intensity. Enjoy the bittersweet aromas and fiery intensity of the Davroff Nicaragua. From earth comes complexity. Taste the earthy flavors and complex spices that are unique to the red soil of the Yamasa region in Dominican Republic. Only Davroff Master Blenders could take the power of nature and blend it into a range of exceptional cigars. Each element making each cigar a unique experience. Water, fire, earth. Flavors that have risen from the very world itself. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Davroff Cigars. Cigar adventures to a wider world.
Aging Room 4 Nicaragua Maestro. Named Cigar Aficionado's number one cigar of the year with a 96 rating, is a complex Nicaraguan puro carefully blended by Rafael Nodal and made by A.J. Fernandez. As Cigar Aficionado described it, every puff is an overture of flavors that's at times heavy and rich with notes of dark chocolate and wood, and other times subtle and understated with hints of fine caramel and toasted almonds. Treat yourself to an Aging Room 4 Nicaragua today.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancers of the mouth and throat even if you do not inhale.
Just top five.
And we're back live in the studio, 21 Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. We're smoking the United Connecticut Toro. And if you want to send us an email, it's theassholespodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, theassholespodcast@gmail.com. I tell you what, we've been getting a lot of emails lately.
Yeah.
Do we have any today?
Yes, we do. There's a letter in your mailbox.
You got mail.
That sounds mean yes. And actually, we have three really good ones this
three?
Week.
Three?
Yeah.
Three.
Oh boy.
First one's from Bill Forlano. I'm butchering your name. He's got a show idea. says, I sent an email last week about guessing unbanded cigars by price, and it was mentioned the Assholes format was probably too short to manage the concept in one show, so I decided to suggest another idea that is similar and may work better for the 45-minute time limit. It would be for all of you to smoke one unbanded unknown cigar that has been certified by the strength-o-meter and see if you all come back with the same strength when blind to your cigar's identity.
We won't.
It's the wrong show.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Because we're not going to adopt the strength-o-meter?
Well, everyone's going to adopt the strength-o-meter, but the question, getting us to see if we're going to agree, it's not.
You're not going to agree.
No. We have to have, that's why the show works. Of you guys have the council every Saturday. Sure. And it's a rotating panel.
But, it can be, yeah.
You know, the problem is going to become when cigars, like when I did it a couple weeks ago, Avo Classic was a 3. So the XO couldn't be a 3 because it's milder than the Classic.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, you know,
going to get pigeonholed. That'd be difficult. Yeah. All right, next one's from Leslie and Dwayne Korn. They're regular
of
listeners.
The corn.
Of the corn, yeah. Let's wrap it up. Now, hello, gentlemen and Chrissy. Jay Dwayne and I have a question. When I go into a shop and see the dark wrappers, quote unquote, traditionally we have thought they were full-bodied cigars. However, in our time with being care package members and avid listeners of the Assholes and TCA, we have learned that it's the origin of the wrapper that gives it the punch. We got a house cigar made by a major brand, and we were told the binder and fillers are Nicaraguan with a Brazilian tobacco as component. The wrapper was a Mexican San Andreas. This cigar in the first third was strong chocolate and coffee, a medium. The second third immediately went to earthy and bitter, a total change. And the end gave a very bitter and slight oak, a high nicotine head and a head rush, almost unpleasant. What determines if a cigar is full-bodied? Is it the wrapper, the binder, or the filler?
Yes.
It's everything.
All together?
All the above. Although,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could have...
The filler can have the most influence depending on how much Ligero they put in the filler.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like the wrapper is not going to cause much of the nicotine.
And kind of what she described kind of just sounds like he was either young and also a lot of Ligero.
Yeah, just at that back end.
Yeah.
Also, so she says, look forward to seeing you all at the expo.
All right, so, yeah. Right. Yeah, she must have got her tickets because tickets went on sale Saturday.
She did get her tickets.
Yes.
I know this.
You know this.
You know this.
I probably could look at my spreadsheet and confirm this.
I believe she said so in the chat.
Yeah, well, if you want to go to the New England Cigar Expo and you listen to this live or maybe even tomorrow, Wednesday, you better hurry up because there's not a lot left. Mm. I think there's about less than 10 2-day tickets on twoguyscigars.com, or if you visit... I don't think there's any 2-day tickets left in the stores, but if you go to twoguyscigars.com, that's the number twoguyscigars.com, you can find what expo tickets are left. But wouldn't wait.
And it's going to be an awesome, awesome expo.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. This last one's from Jacob, and it's the subject is show prep. Dear Dan, don't eat shit.
Don't.
But you should think about doing something slightly less bad for letting Dave down.
Oh, no.
Before the bad stuff, congratulations is in order. I wish you nothing but the best and a beautiful and happy life.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm a little overdue in expressing this, and I apologize for that. I think he's talking about
your engagement announcement. Maybe he just, you know, he's buttering me up to break me down.
Yeah. Positive and then negatives. Now back to the more grievous matter at hand. You completely blew it on last week's show. I understand you're younger and the movie's a bit older, but would it have hurt you? Would it have killed you to do a little show prep first? That movie is a mafia classic. I think he's referring to...
The Bronx Tale?
The Bronx Tale.
Or, excuse me, A Bronx Tale?
A Bronx Tale, yes.
Not The Bronx. There's many Bronx Tales. This is A Bronx Tale.
It is a full... it is full of life lessons and how to be a good person. It's not just mafia. The show prep would have cost you about 121 minutes and would have enriched your life beyond measure.
Must be the runtime of the movie. Yeah. I think he didn't. He must not like that I didn't go into detail about that film.
Not only did you not know the movie, but you incorrectly attributed the cigar's name to Robert De Niro, when in fact it was actually his father's and son's name. Facts matter. And honestly...
Well, hold on. I have a rebuttal to this.
Oh, here we go.
Because
quarters and sessions.
Okay. I'll go. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
In all honesty, the show was an advertisement for Chaz Palminteri. You disgraced him by not taking the time to get the details correct. This is Dave's money that you're missing. You're messing with. You have been working with Dave long enough that one would think his knack for show prep would have rubbed off on you. You know, he's been looking to hand that show over to you, to somebody, but based on last week's show, it is clearly not you.
Say I'm going to get frayed out.
I don't know what it is or where the self-sabotage comes from, but every time I try to like you, you reaffirm my original position. Maybe one day, but for now, you're still not wanted in West Virginia.
So there we get back to.
Now, to finish this shit sandwich, I appreciate you making sure people knew Scarface was not a mafia movie. It is a pet peeve of mine. Good job on almost doing the minimum.
You're welcome.
There we go.
So, it's West Virginia, man.
Good job, Dan.
There's a couple spell checks in that email, by the way.
Yeah,
but you know where I got that information from?
Where?
The same place... a lot of cigar people would on one of the bigger magazines. They wrote an article about this new cigar, and they said a new full-time brand called the Bronx Tale Caligaro, named after his grandfather, was also the name of the protagonist in the film. So that's where that
also
came from.
Yeah.
So bring up the edit with Dave Savona if you have any questions. So, but yeah, hey, you know. I didn't want to watch the movie. I watched all the other ones. So
you never saw it?
No, they didn't make a Goodfellas cigar. I could have done the 3-hour show about that. But yeah. But hey, you know what? Thank you for the congratulations. We appreciate it.
Trying to be cordial.
Yeah. I think perhaps we should have a 6-pack to celebrate.
I think we should. Well, there to we celebrate go. This yeah. this great new Connecticut cigar.
And I'm enjoying this quite a bit. It does have some good body to it.
Yes.
Great flavor.
It's very good. I'm going to add this to my wheelhouse for sure.
You have a house made of wheels?
What kind of wheels?
Yes. Big wheels. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the one in the big wheel, like the one
stole
in front?
Some
Redneck
children.
Pride, man. You bet.
Oh, yeah.
Man, the big wheel keeps on turning.
Yes.
All right. So to start, the 6-pack, we have today's cigar, the United Toro Connecticut, which retails for $9.49, followed by the 3-leaf 50. 3-leaf Connecticut is actually a very good cigar.
I think
we smoked that. It was great.
It's great, yeah.
At $10.19. Perdomo Bourbon Barrel Age Connecticut Robusto at $9.89.
Excellent cigar, yeah.
And then the... Nestor Miranda, special selected Connecticut Toro for $8.69. Aganorsa Validacion, Connecticut Toro, $10.19. And the HVC Hotcake Connecticut Corona Gorda, $8.69.
Our cigar of the year, well, different size, but same blend.
Very good cigar.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Great pack.
And the total on that is $57.34, but we've got a deal for you. At $49.99.
I think that's 13% off.
Really?
Yes.
Is that for just done in your head?
No, I remember it from making the graphic.
Right.
This is a Connecticut lover's pack for sure. A lot of some old Connecticut, some new Connecticut favorites.
Sure. So go to the 2GuysCigars.com, the number 2GuysCigars.com, and you could do a search for Dave or Dave's, and it'll pop right up.
Yep, yeah.
And that'll be available until next week's show.
That's right.
And we'll have a new 6-pack.
That's right. It's only available to you, the listener, for listening to this show. And if you visit 2GuysCigars.com, the number 2GuysCigars.com, search Dave, and you will find this week's 6-pack. But it is now time for this week's top 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Here is today's top 5 list.
All right, today's top 5. We're going to mix it up a little bit. Normally, I do the top 5. I'm going to hand it over to the Kilt Man today. What do we got?
Hell yeah. We're going to do some Mexican beers today. So we're only doing this probably because of Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
Because there's plenty of beers out there we can go with, but we're doing because of Cinco de Mayo. We're
Isn't
doing
it Siete de Mayo today?
Siete. Well, I don't know. Well, yes, yeah, well,
yeah, today.
No, it's a few days
but
later.
It was, but it was a couple days. We don't have a show on Sunday.
Oh, we're doing show prep on a Sunday?
Well, you know, I did do some, I did practice some of these on Sunday, yes.
All right.
You practice? Oh, you mean you drank some of these?
Whatever you want to call it.
All right, yeah. So we're doing some Mexican beers today. So number 5.
The top selling, right?
Top selling in the U.S.
Top selling in the U.S., okay. Yep. So number five is Corona Familia.
This is the, I believe, the darker one, like the.
It's slightly darker. Yeah.
Almost like the, it's almost brown, like almost like a brown ale. It looks like, but surprised it's in the top five. To be honest
still
with
a
you,
Corona, yeah.
Really,
yeah,
no,
not my favorite.
Not your favorite?
No, I mean, there's another Corona that I like.
Well, that's coming up.
Yeah, we know what your beer tastes like, though. So,
number four is Dos Equis Lager.
Dos Equis, I'm okay with
Dos Equis.
That's, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't usually smoke Mexican beer, but when I do, it's Dos Equis.
Yes. I think out of all the Mexican beers, it's the best with a lime. Like,
really?
Without a lime, it's decent, but the lime enhances the flavor. It's not as good as a Bud Light lime, let's be honest, but it's pretty close.
So what's it with all these Mexican beers that we actually have to have limes to them? You know what I mean?
There's a there is an actual reason to it. I think it has to do with bugs, but I can't remember what it is. Like where it started, but I can't remember why.
So it's like tequila with the worm.
So I'm not going to speak out of turn. I don't want another email of, you know, I didn't prep for it.
Yeah.
Number three is Pacifico.
That's big on the West Coast.
Yeah, it's huge on the West Coast. Yeah, it's only recently came out to here. Yeah. So it's not too bad. I've had it before. It's not bad.
I've only seen it at like a lot of like higher end Mexican places where they won't have the other what they consider swill.
Yeah.
And this now we're talking about again your other Corona here, the Corona Extra.
Yeah, this is the number one, you know, in terms of people assume Mexican beers. This is probably what they think of, to be honest.
Usually.
The Corona Premier is actually really good too. I think it's lighter than the Corona Light. It's like their Mick Ultra. That one's a good one to check out too.
And number one today is the Modelo
Republican. The Modelo Republican.
Modelo Especial.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't speak. I bloody Scottish. That's why. Jesus, Matty Joseph.
Not a surprise that it's number one, but I wonder if it's still the number one selling beer in America. Because last year after Bud Light.
Your beloved Budweiser company.
Well, Bud Light is different than Bud Light Lime.
Well,
they're green.
I mean, in the name only.
But and I only recently found my love. It was after that, so it was. But Modelo was the number one selling beer in America. I wonder where it is now. I'd be very curious to find out. But
I've actually had that before.
Maybe you could do some research for the show next.
What were you saying, John?
Bare minimum, right?
I said actually, I have had that one a number of times, and it's actually really good.
Oh yeah, it's great.
I like it.
And you know what I like? Whether I can pronounce it or not, but still, they have it in like 30 racks too.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Having a 30 is important.
So you have a couple explanations here for the lime. I was just doing a bit of research for you guys.
Thank you.
So one of the rumors is that, or theories, if you will, is that bartenders will put it there on the rim of the bottle to keep flies away from the beer sugars. However, it has also been said that the metal caps can leave rust rims, and the lime acts as a
get rid of the rust.
Disinfectant or with astringent?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so see, I knew something.
The beer's been sitting around that long, it's going to gather rust. I mean,
so not only don't drink the water there, but definitely add a lime to your beer.
Oh, yeah.
Safe, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, it says wiping the rim with a lime wedge became typical to remove the rust.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, flavor. I guess Blue Moon doesn't have an excuse then because it's made in Colorado.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, the orange.
What's orange slice, right?
Yeah, I know, but I think that's just more for fun.
Yeah.
For funsies.
It really is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you know what's been a lot of fun is actually smoking this new United Connecticut that's available right now nationwide. And also, if you're too far away from a store, it's at twoguyscigars.com. But let's give this cigar a review. Let's do it.
All right. I've got my number.
All right. What do you think?
I gave it a 92.
92.
It's an excellent addition. It's, you know, great flavor. It performs well.
How about you, Ed?
I gave this cigar a 90.
A 90.
Very good cigar.
Yes. John?
I also gave it a 90. I'm actually enjoying this very much.
Well.
Connecticut. So I'm usually a Maduro guy, but this is very good. And I gave it a good 90.
Dan, make the math easy for us.
Yeah, well, I think Aaron got it right. It's a 92.
Okay.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, super 92 on this one. Yes. Yeah, so,
very solid 91.
91. Great score for a new cigar. Definitely check it out. It's available, I believe, also in the Robusto and Churchill size. United Toro Connecticut. Another new one to add to our list. Maybe a contender. We'll have to find out later this year. But until then, we have a show next week before the Contenders show. And next week, we are going to talk about cigar road trips, tips about road trips, destinations on where a great place to go on a road trip. All that stuff.
And you'll tell people to take a road trip to the Cigar Expo, which will be sold out by then.
Yes, yeah. I mean, if you want to take a road trip to the Expo, you better start getting the car now because the tickets are going to sell out.
Buy them now and we'll give you some tips next week.
Exactly. Yeah. So until then, you've been listening to the Ashholes broadcasting from the Studio 21 Cigar Studio right above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Booyah!
Views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.